This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Hamas militants have fired thousands of rockets and sent dozens of fighters into Israeli towns near the Gaza Strip in an unprecedented surprise attack early morning Saturday during a major Jewish holiday. Israel says it's now at war with Hamas and launched airstrikes in Gaza, vowing to inflict an unprecedented price. Israel says at least 70 people have been killed and hundreds wounded, making it the deadliest attack in years. Meanwhile, at least 198 people in the Gaza Strip have been killed in Israel's retaliation and at least 1,600 wounded. Meanwhile, during the attack, a number of Israeli soldiers and civilians were seized and taken into Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Gunfire erupted in the Israeli city of Sderot as Hamas fighters broke past the Gaza-Israel border, infiltrating up to seven different areas in southern Israel. The Israeli military struck targets in Gaza in response to some 2,500 rockets that sent air raid sirens wailing as far north as Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Israeli people, "We are at war, not an operation, not rounds, but at war." The attacks come amid heightened tensions in the occupied West Bank, where Israel's far-right government has ramped up settlement construction. I'm Karen Shamas.
UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell says Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turk has called for an immediate stop to violence in Israel and Gaza.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk is shocked and appalled at reports this morning that hundreds, possibly thousands of indiscriminate rockets have been fired by Palestinian armed groups into Israel. He's also deeply concerned at reports that Israeli civilians have been taken hostage. Civilians must never be the target of attacks.
This is VOA News. A pair of earthquakes has caused major damage in western Afghanistan, killing hundreds of people. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Two earthquakes were around a magnitude 6.3, and a spokesman for the government says four villages in the Herat province sustained the brunt of the damage. There were several smaller tremors as well. Several hundred people are already reported killed in the disaster, and the World Health Organization in Afghanistan says it's dispatched ambulances to try to help. Videos on social media show hundreds of people in the streets outside their homes and offices in Herat City, which is near the Iran border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A bipartisan congressional delegation led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is in China Saturday as the first stop on an Asian tour. While there, Schumer called out Chinese companies for fueling the U.S. fentanyl epidemic. Fentanyl has become the number one killer of U.S. residents ages 18 to 49, and while Chinese companies no longer make the drug, several still make the precursor chemicals used in making it. During a meeting with Shanghai Communist Party chief Shen Jijing, Schumer said the companies are contributing to the poisoning of U.S. communities.
Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl. And the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer said he believes the issue is one on which China and the U.S. can work together. Meanwhile, there's a possibility that President Joe Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at an upcoming November summit. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
President Joe Biden says that he could potentially meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Biden says a meeting has not yet been set up, but is a possibility. Biden and Xi have not spoken since their meeting last November on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. Relations between the world's two largest economies have faced no shortage of strain over the last year. Beijing has stayed on the sidelines since Russia invaded Ukraine, but the White House has publicized a U.S. intelligence assessment indicating that Beijing has weighed assistance to Moscow with weaponry. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.